Hello and welcome to the Making Sense with Nikhil podcast. Just a quick note before we begin today's episode. Nothing in this podcast should be considered as financial advice. If you are ever in doubt about your financial situation, please reach out to a qualified financial advisor. With that said and done, let's get into today's episode. Hi everyone, this is Nikhil and thanks for tuning in. Before I start, I would like to thank each one of you for all your messages on the release of my first episode. I'm really touched and I'm extremely excited to share the coming episodes with all of you. In my previous episode, I spoke about how positive changes towards money can help you reach financial independence. I actually forgot to explain what financial independence actually means. So I'm going to do that right away. There is no absolute definition of financial independence. In the most common sense of the term, financial independence means having enough wealth to pay off reasonable expenses for the rest of your life without having to work at all. In a different sense, it could simply mean financial freedom. Freedom to quit a bad job, go back to school, or start a new business without making a big sacrifice. Basically, having enough resources to handle the ups and downs of life without running deeply into debt. Along with this, financial independence allows you the time to do the things that you really want to do instead of the things that you really need to do. There is no age barrier to get to this status in life. With the whole technology boom we've had in the last decade, you would have seen teenagers turn into millionaires. I read an article not a long time ago about this couple in the US, both who had a 9-to-6 job. They retired at the age of 30 by accumulating $1 million. They did not have fancy jobs. They did this by saving more than half of what they earned each year, and they invested all of it consistently and wisely. In Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he quoted, "The poor and the middle class work for money. The rich have money work for them." I personally can resonate this quote to financial independence. So if you can manage to grow your money or to grow your assets, it will be a game changer. In today's episode, I will be talking about taking the first step towards reaching financial independence, investing in a life insurance policy. Wait, what? Insurance? Really? Okay, guys, I am going to share my personal experience because I can completely relate to the first step to it. So I started working in 2012 for this job that offered me to work in Abu Dhabi in my first year, Dubai in my second year, and my final year in France. I was thrilled to relocate and time was flying by, and I almost made it. I was supposed to move in August 2015, and just a month before that, on 26 July, my life changed. On my way to work, I met with a pedestrian accident. A car hit me at the speed of 80 kilometers per hour. Yes, I'm extremely lucky to be alive. And when I opened my eyes, my body was covered in blood and both my legs were crushed. I went through 6 major surgeries and it took me almost 6 months of rehab to stand on my feet again. This was a pivotal moment for me, and before this I always thought that I was invincible because I'm young and nothing can happen to me. But after going through this experience, I naturally thought, what if things didn't turn out well? Since my family was depending on me financially, they would have been forced to take care of household expenses for years without me. So this experience made me realize the only way they could have been protected was if I had a life insurance policy already in place. If reaching financial independence is like skydiving, a life insurance will be your parachute. It will keep you safe if things get rough. It's funny, in my last episode, I was talking about YOLO, and in this episode, I want you guys to think about YODO. You only die once. Take a second to truly absorb that. I don't mean to come across as someone who's trying to scare you about death. I'm just here trying to be practical with you about life. So I hope you listen to this episode with an open mind, where I will talk about what is a life insurance, who needs a life insurance, the advantage of buying a policy when you're young, and the types of policies out there in the market. So what is a life insurance in the first place? A life insurance is basically a contract between you and the insurance company, which promises to pay out an amount to your family if something were to happen to you. To get a policy like this, you will pay premiums. Premiums are basically fees that are paid to the insurance company. To put this in simple terms, buying a life insurance is somewhat similar to buying a car insurance. When you buy a car insurance, you pay premiums either monthly or yearly. And if your car gets totaled, for example, the insurance company pays you out. So when you get totaled under a life insurance policy, your family gets the insured amount. Who needs a life insurance policy? Not everyone needs a life insurance policy. If you're riding solo for the rest of your life, and if you don't have anyone to take care of financially, you don't necessarily need one. Also, if you're in a great financial position and you don't have to worry about money for the rest of your life, you won't need a life insurance policy. Buying a life insurance policy is essential, especially for people who are the breadwinners of their family and people who have dependents. Dependents could be your parents, your spouse, your children, and other family members. As I mentioned before, these policies can cover years of household expenses and make sure your loved ones are protected financially if something were to happen to you. In this segment, I will be talking about the advantage of buying a life insurance policy when you're young. Alright guys, this might be interesting, so stay with me. You might be thinking right about now, why should I buy a life insurance in the first place? I am young, I am healthy, and I don't have any medical issues. Ironically, this is exactly why you should start thinking about a life insurance policy. As you grow older, these policies become expensive. Also, because of your medical conditions, the premiums can shoot up even higher. These policies are very reasonable if you buy them when you're young. Just to give you an idea, I've run a few numbers from a reputable insurance company. Also, please bear in mind, I'm not taking into account any medical conditions or smoking habits. Imagine that you have bought a life insurance policy at the age of 20 worth $200,000 with a term duration of 35 years. This means you buy a policy at 20 and it's valid for the next 35 years of your life. Can you guess how much will you have to pay each month to get this policy? $33 each month. That's less than how much you would pay for 3 beers. And I'm not taking Zomato Gold into the picture, guys. It's more like getting 3 meals from McDonald's. Upsized. You always upsize at McDonald's. Now, let me reiterate. If you are a 20-year-old who has not started contributing to the family expenses, then buying a life insurance can wait a few years. If, however, you are someone who shares the family expenses, here is why starting early is a good idea. If you buy this policy now, you end up paying a mere $33 each month for the next 35 years. And if anything were to happen to you within this time period, your family would get $200,000. If you're safe and healthy after 35 years, the policy expires and all the premiums you paid are gone, but not wasted, because having a policy like this will give you some sort of mental peace during your journey of reaching financial independence. It's more or less like a car insurance. It's plain and simple, and it's only put in place to protect you during unforeseen circumstances. So if you got the same policy at the age of 30, you would be paying $40 instead of $33, which is not a massive difference, by the way. But if you got this policy at the age of 40, you would be paying $95 instead of $33. Do you see where I'm going with this? My intention here was to just show you the differences in premiums as you age. Needless to say, our needs will change with every stage in life. Maybe you don't need a policy when you're 20. Maybe you start realizing at the age of 35 the importance of life insurance. So that's completely okay, because to each their own. However, if you realize today that you need a life insurance, I think it would be wise if you start speaking to an insurance advisor, because today is the youngest you will ever be. What types of life insurance policies are available in the market? So there are multiple policies out there in the market, but they can essentially be split into two major categories. The first kind is a term life insurance. All the examples I just gave you is what a term life insurance is. You pay premiums for a specified time period. Usually the time period can be up to 35 years or 65 years of age. If something happens to you, your family gets the insured money. If nothing happens to you, the policy expires and there is no cash in return. These policies are pocket friendly, and due to its cost effectiveness, they will act like your parachutes on your way to financial independence. The second type of life insurance policy is a whole of life insurance. It is also known as Infinity Life or Permanent Life Insurance. Under these policies, your premiums are linked to an investment factor. This means that your premium is being invested to take care of your insurance cost and also grow in terms of an investment. These policies are pretty complex, but I will try to simplify the three major selling points. The first is that your premiums will be much higher, but you will pay them off in a shorter duration time. The second difference is that unlike term insurance, this policy has a longer validity period. These policies can last up to 95 years of age. Lastly, since your premium is being invested, you have an option to cancel this policy and receive cash against it. This cash payout is the biggest selling point. As per the policy documents, this value could be hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions sometimes. Now, if you were sitting across an insurance advisor and if he or she told you these three benefits, you would probably be thinking that this is a great product to buy, right? In my opinion, unfortunately, wrong. When I had first decided that I needed insurance and I spoke with advisors, they painted a rosy picture. In this case, they only presented me the benefits of a whole of life insurance policy. After going through the documents in detail myself and speaking to the right people, however, I uncovered there were so many loopholes and there was missing information that could have put my insurance into jeopardy. My intention here is to help you avoid mistakes. If you are planning to buy a policy like this, or if you already have one, I hope you start looking into the nitty-gritty of the terms and conditions. If you have any questions like, where do I start? I have a XYZ policy, but I don't really understand this clause. Or if you start reading up about insurance and you don't understand something, please reach out to me and send me your questions. Because in my coming episode, I have an insurance expert who will give us a deeper insight into the factors that you really need to watch out for. After all, buying a life insurance is making a long-term commitment. So guys, with all this information in this episode, I hope you started making sense of why a life insurance is important and who truly needs it. Also, I encourage you to take control and start looking deeper into the details. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and I can't wait to connect with you guys again. Until next time, this is Nikhil signing off.